Okay, happy Sunday, dear listener. Thank you for stopping by. What I want to share has been going round and round in my mind for quite a bit, and the more I thought about it, the longer it was getting, and the more I wanted to say. But just in this moment, I realized that I needed to be intentional and obey and just share it as best as I can in the most effective and efficient time that I can. And it's all about just what I said in the title: keep participating in this thing called life. And what do I mean by that? And I'm speaking from my own personal experience. This year did not start the way I thought it would start. There have been incredible highs, but also incredible, deeply painful lows. And I can't lie that many times I have been tempted to just disengage. But there's just something in me that God has put in me that it's difficult for me to completely disengage from life as a whole, but what is easy for me to do is to disengage from people. So what do I mean by that? I can actually continue to run the errands that God has sent me on, continue to engage with content that I believe, you know, inspires me and I want to share, and post, you know, continue to post and do the work of the foundation. So just basically continue to function, you know, and run those errands, go to work as best as I can. On that level, going through what I was going through was okay. What was difficult was participating in life in a way that involved other people. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I really didn't want to see anybody, you know. So I was looking for every opportunity to engage as much as I can without actually participating in life with other people. Of course, this excludes my children. But this is not God's way for us, because God's such a relational person. And so he kept telling me, no, you have to participate in life in full, regardless of what you're going through. And I struggled because I felt judged and condemned that, oh, in spite of everything you're going through, you can still be posting on social media, you can still be talking about the foundation, you can still be doing all of these things as if I was okay, you know. But that's just kind of like one of the coping skills God has given to me. And even though that was taking a lot of strength from me, I could do that. But what I didn't want to do was engage too much with people. So my close friends, my sisters around me, they kind of feel that. So just give me my space. Once in a while, they check in, we exchange voice notes. And that was as much as I could do then. It's a bit better now. I've started taking phone calls, you know. And I think going back to work also has helped, because actually in that period from about January up until 2 weeks or so ago, 3 weeks ago, I really was off work. But anyway, so I've come today to use myself as a signpost for you that God does not want us, no matter what we're going through, to disengage from life. He wants us to continue to participate in life. And once he sees that you have the heart for that, he will help you. So why have I felt the urge to send this, to share this? One of the ones that really blew my mind in terms of God saying to me, no, okay, this particular message, respond. Because I was just ghosting messages, honestly, ghosting calls. People will call me and I was just like, can you text or can you chat instead? And this message came in, and funny enough, it was the classic kind of message that normally I would ignore, because first of all, it had no name, but the person seemed to know me very well and said, oh, how I know we had connected some years back and I was really helpful, and I was struggling to remember, who is this young queen? But God nudged me and he said, no, respond to her. This is because she DM'd me on Instagram. And she DM'd me on Instagram and I couldn't recognize the handle. Anyway, so very unlike me, I said to her, okay, you know what? Here is my number, which I never do. Chat me up on WhatsApp and we can take it from there. And you know, she just needed someone to talk to, and we exchanged a couple of voice notes at first because I was still struggling to really engage and participate in life fully with her. But eventually, you know, then we got on a call and we talked and prayed and all of that. And I honestly fully don't know the extent to which what we did impacted her, but it wasn't such like a big thing for me, but clearly it was for her, because she is the one that has completely blown me away by putting together this amazing gift package that she did. And you can see, you know, a picture of it, you know, that is the cover for this podcast. What do you do for somebody that they go out of their way to put such a thoughtful gift together? She did research on my name. She knows how much it means to me. She did research on my children. She put necklaces with their initials on it. The bouquet, the flowers, the yellow flowers were just amazing. I wept like a baby because I knew what God was saying to me very loudly, was that this is what happens when you open your heart to participate in life fully with my other children. To you, what you did for this young lady is not really such a big deal, but for her it was. And over and above her expressing her gratitude to you the way she has, take it as my nod to you that it's important for you to continue to participate in life no matter what you're going through. That's how you be about the more living, because it's not always only just about you. And the beautiful thing about doing life this way is when you're trying to participate in life and you're leaning more into, okay, how can I help other people? How can I touch somebody's life? So you take your eyes off yourself and you lean into other people. There's a great reward in it. And the reward is beyond even material things. But I think the extent to which we will be rewarded was what God was trying to show me through this queen, Dera. She didn't tell me to say her name, but I have to put her name in here. Just through the lavishness of the gift she gave me. Imagine that in spiritual quantities. That somebody will sit down and think about you and everything that you are, what you love, what's important to you, and convert that into a gift for you. That's a human being doing that. Imagine when God and his angels sit down to do that for you. It's such a wonderful thing to motivate us to keep participating in this thing called life, no matter what we're going through. No matter what we're going through. So it really encouraged me, you know, and I knew what God was trying to say to me. And I pray that there's something in this message that will connect with you as well. Maybe you're going through something and you're just all there by yourself in your room, you know, don't be like me. I understand how we can want to do that, but let's not let the enemy rob us of all that God has in store for us. Okay? Let's not let the enemy rob us of all that God has in store for us. And let's not rob ourselves of the blessings of being, you know, the heart of God to other children, being there for other people. I hope this resonates with you in one way or the other. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really grateful that you clicked play, and I hope you come back again, especially because I've been very disciplined and I've kept this just within the 10 minutes mark. God bless you. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. And remember, keep participating in this thing called life. Toodles.